Welcome all my Parapatriots, welcome to the 2020 version of the Paranormal Patriot. Well, the 2020 version is really not much different than the 2019 version, but this is a new year and we have great things planned for the Paranormal Patriot this year. And it starts with this show. This show is going to be, well, I haven't been this excited to do a show in a long time because this has got nothing really but listener interaction. Last week, at the year-end show, the end of 2019, I did a recap of all the stories that made headlines on the Paranormal Patriot. And then I went into the prediction side of the show, where I predicted what I believe would happen in the year 2020. And then I had my listeners send me their predictions. And I was stunned. I knew I would be getting a lot of feedback from you guys, because the feedback has been steadily growing as the year goes on, and that's why I think this year is going to be great, because you guys are increasing the feedback and interaction, but also I'm going to be forcing you to interact. I want you on this show. But I received numerous, tons of emails with listener predictions, and I have to tell everybody, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to the news a lot. I listen to the TV news. I listen to the radio news. I can honestly say, after reading some of your predictions, you guys are easily the most educated, well-spoken listeners out there. You guys know what you're talking about, especially on the political side of things. I mean, no disrespect to my paranormal predictors, but these political side of things, there is one in particular that I'm going to tell you about, and he nailed it. You know, I read that, and I'm like, this guy's absolutely right, and we're going to talk about that. So, of course, we're going to have numerous predictions from our listeners, from you guys and girls, that have a political tone to it, but then we're going to have predictions on a geopolitical. What is going to happen around the world? These are interesting. And then I have a couple of paranormal, and it seems like these are more, I don't even know the word to use, but not as easy to predict, because everything is in flux and nobody knows what's going on in the world of ufology. And it's really hard to say, yeah, this is the year where life after death is proven. But we do have some paranormal predictions. Some of them may surprise you. Some of them you may say, yep, that's right. As it would be for every prediction. Some of these are kind of no-brainers, but I'm telling you, the thoughts and just the depth of your predictions and how you got to that point was amazing to me. So keep it up. And as I say, this year is going to be the year of the listener on the Paranormal Patriot. I need you guys to become more involved. When you become more involved, this show takes on another meaning to you, because you know that what you're saying and what you believe is being spread throughout the whole community that is the Paranormal Patriot. And we're a community. The listeners of this show are very loyal, and they're very knowledgeable, and they have great fervor for what they believe in. And I want you guys to be a part of that. And you can send me an account. You can send me your thoughts via email at ghostseeker4@charter.net, or let me know how to get a hold of you, and we will do an interview over the phone, and your voice will be heard by every one of the listeners on the Paranormal Patriot. So it's a great way to get your thoughts out there, to get your feelings out there. And, you know, if you don't like this show and you want to debate me, absolutely. I think our listeners would love that. But you can only do it by getting a hold of me, and get a hold of me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. So we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm going to start, and I'm going to give you your predictions for 2020. I can't wait to do this, so sit back, relax, open your mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot.
When the time will tell, one more time I'll break your heart with someone else who will love me this way. Long time gone.
August 27th through the 29th, 2020, the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society, the Sioux Events Incorporated, and Kewadin Casino are very proud to present the largest paranormal gathering of its kind in the Midwest. The 11th annual Michigan Paranormal Convention will yet again bring the biggest names of the paranormal industry to Michigan's oldest city, Sault Ste. Marie. The convention is held at the Kewadin Casino's Dreammakers Theater. Experts and television stars will be on hand to cover such topics as paranormal investigating, psychic abilities, demonology, and ufology. Convention goers will be able to meet some of their favorite television paranormal investigators. So join them for 2.5 days as the biggest names in the industry speak on today's hottest topic, the paranormal. Again, August 27th through 29th, 2020, at the Kewadin Casinos, the 11th annual Michigan Paranormal Convention. Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. I want to take this time to tell you what my plans are for this show. I am ready to take this show to beyond the next level. And with that, I want you to go with me. And how do you do that? You become part of The Paranormal Patriot. And how do you do that? Well, you contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Do you have a paranormal experience that you would love our listeners to hear? What are your supernatural experiences? Do you have a conspiracy or a government cover-up that everybody should know? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will contact you back, and you will talk about it on this show. Get your 15 minutes of fame here on The Paranormal Patriot. I want to expand this show even greater, and I want you to come along for the ride. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net.
AM, strange things start happening. Let's have loose ends, but they keep unraveling. I hear those words and I swear you call my name. I love you just the same, or maybe I'm unraveling.
Alrighty, let's get on with your predictions for 2020. And I want to preface all this by saying I may have to eat crow on one of mine. We're not even through the first week of the year. But as you can imagine, a lot of the predictions that came through had to revolve around this political election and Donald Trump. Now, I have to be honest when I say that most of these came from people's desires. It wasn't actually a prediction. It was what people want and felt that that should happen. However, there was one from a gentleman by the name of John. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin. He says, Tom, I fancy myself as a psychic and I have been known to predict things in the future that have come true. I want to give you my thoughts on what will happen during this 2020 election cycle. He said, Joe Biden will squeak by with the nomination for the Democrats. He said that sets up a Trump-Biden presidential race, and I don't like Trump, and it pains me to tell you this, but Trump is going to win that election, and it's going to be a bigger win than when he had or when he beat Hillary Clinton. He says everything he feels, everything he sees, he's looking at about 335 to 350 electoral votes. He did say President Trump will lose the national vote again, and he said that will cause another 4 years of Democrats trying to get rid of Trump and another round of get rid of the Electoral Congress. He says, now, I understand that that is not a stretch. That is what I see. He says, but I have a feeling, in this is an intuition feeling, he said, but he said, not only is Donald Trump going to win the presidency, but he said the Democrats will lose the House. And he goes on to make an extremely intelligent and valid point. He says, now, this is maybe not even a prediction psychic-wise, but I do follow politics. In 2018, when the Democrats rode their wave into the House and taking seats in the Senate, they had Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg. Between the two of them, those two individuals dumped $126 million into all of these Democratic campaigns against the Republicans. The Democratic National Party, during that whole election cycle in 2018, only put in $84 million. At this point, the DNC has less money in their funds. The big problem is Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg are now running for president. They can't dump that money into these Democratic national campaigns. So they are going to have to rely on the DNC to provide the funds, and the DNC does not have enough funds to do that. With that being said, the Republicans are going to come out victorious. So Donald Trump will have a Republican-led House and a Republican-led Senate. And for his next 2 years, he is going to have free reign. I do believe, Tom, and this is still John from Wisconsin, he said, I do believe there will be another round of impeachments against Donald Trump. Again, he will come out victorious and stronger than before. That is my political prediction for 2020. The Trump one, not so much of a going out on a limb, but that's what I see. I got to tell you, John, that was an incredibly concise and a thought I never had about the House. That is a very good possibility. They do not have these millionaires' money pouring into these Democrats' campaigns now. I think they're in trouble. Now, we'll move on to Richard from Florida. Richard said that Donald Trump would get impeached. It would go to the Senate. There will be a Senate trial, he said. The Senate trial will not convict Donald Trump, and therefore he will remain in office. He says what he sees is that one of Trump's closest allies, and he says in parentheses, Rudy Giuliani perhaps, will betray him. He said, after all the impeachment process is done, Rudy Giuliani will come out, and Richard doesn't say whether it was a purposeful betrayal or if he let something slip that he shouldn't have, but he says that it will come out that there was some type of quid pro quo that Donald Trump did with Ukraine. He did say Donald Trump would survive that and finish out his two terms as president. He did want me to know that the presidential race in 2020 will not be Trump versus Biden. He says it will be Trump versus Elizabeth Warren. He says Joe Biden, near the end, just like Hillary had happened to her in 2016, near the end of the primaries, Joe Biden is going to get caught up in a huge scandal. That will open the door for Elizabeth Warren. He also said Trump will win in a huge landslide. He said Trump will be reelected, and he is going to take more states than he did last time. He said Virginia will go to Trump, Colorado will go to Trump, Nevada will go to Trump, as well as the other swing states that drove him to the presidency last time. He also said there is going to be a huge trade war with China. Now, he is not the only one. Richard from Florida, and then I had Elizabeth from Texas say the same thing. They both said that they see that there are going to be riots in China. And they both say it is brought about by a trade war with the United States. These tariffs that Donald Trump is putting into effect, they say, causes a huge trade war, causes the economy of China to just be decimated, and they both see riots sweeping across China. Marianne from Colorado sent me a prediction. She says, Tom, I had a dream last night, and it felt so real that I'm going to share this with you as my prediction in 2020. She says, I saw Donald Trump injured in an assassination attempt. She said, in my dream, I saw Donald Trump be shot in the stomach. He did say he does survive, but his duties as president will be interrupted for 3 months. In that time, Mike Pence steps in. Donald Trump comes back and is more revered than ever. That is from Marianne in Colorado. George from Nevada says, Tom, I'm a psychic. I can see the future. And I'm going to tell you this. The United States will have a horrendous year for hurricanes, wildfires, and earthquakes. He said the casualties stemming from these natural disasters will be catastrophic. But he says Donald Trump's response to these natural disasters will propel him to be one of the most popular presidents in modern times. The mainstream media, which was always against him in the year, he says in the late fall of 2020, the mainstream media will praise Donald Trump due to his actions in response to the unprecedented amount of natural disasters that have struck the United States of America. So for the most part, that was the, in a nutshell, the predictions about Donald Trump and the election from our listeners. But as I said, England chimed in on this show. England sent us predictions about their country. And we all know Boris Johnson got Brexit approved. He got reelected. Ian from London sent me this email and said, Tom, we all know Boris Johnson's going to have problems with Brexit. However, that will not be his biggest political problem in 2020. His biggest political problem will be Scotland. I do not see him offering a Scottish independent referendum. That will strike a blow to his popularity and his ability to get things done. Now, Malcolm from Coventry says Boris Johnson will be loved by the British people because he strikes up a trade deal with Donald Trump that will trigger a new era of prosperity for the British economy. He said, after that, new trade deals will be announced with India, Taiwan, and Japan. He says Brexit will be done, but it will be kind of a hard sell or a hard Brexit. He said he's going to try for the Canadian style arrangement, but Europe will not give ground. Last minute agreements will be made for some trading, such as medicines, but many products will be on World Trade Organization terms. And then he said Johnson is going to announce a new public support for a British electric car industry and a new space project with NASA. Now, I found this odd because Malcolm wasn't the only one to say that England is going to be in a joint space program with NASA. Maggie from Leeds also said that England is going to space with the help of NASA. She said the English people will be enthralled with the space program, and that will be more popular in the news than the Royals. And then she said, oh, by the way, about the Royals, two things. Meghan Markle will become pregnant again, and Prince Andrew gets off scot-free from his crimes. So, a huge thank you to all my listeners from England who sent me their predictions. That it was incredibly fun to read, and it gives us here in the States an insight into what's going on in the mind of the English citizens. But we're not done yet. Now we'll move on to the world financial predictions. Manuel from Spain said, Tom, I'm not an economist. I do not fancy myself as a psychic, but this is what I predict will happen in the year 2020. He said, China, the Middle East, and North Korean economies are going to plummet. He said 2020 will see a huge drop in oil production, and there will be oil shortages. With that, oil prices will skyrocket. That means the price of gas will go up. He said the saving grace for you in America is American oil companies will be strong and they will weather this storm. Then we have a prediction from John in Illinois who says he doesn't fancy himself as a psychic, but he is a pretty smart guy. He says, Tom, property and land prices in America will increase substantially in 2020. He said the economy is going to be booming. With that being said, more people who would normally rent are going to be looking to buy, so therefore there are going to be more buyers on the market than there are homes to sell. That will make land values and property values skyrocket. He said he wanted me to relay this message. For those of you who have a home, be prepared to be tempted to sell your home because the price of your home is going to skyrocket due to supply and demand. John from Illinois thinks we're going to have, if you're a homeowner, you're going to have a pretty good year this year. So let's see what else. Oh, here we go. This one is kind of a sad one. Right now, Australia is going through horrendous wildfires. Horrendous. Animal populations, property damage, civilian deaths. It's just catastrophic. So if you could, take a quick second and pray for rain for Australia. They need it. They need something to help combat these horrific wildfires. But George from Australia said, hey, I just want to tell you about my little country, Australia, and what I see happening. He says, in 2020, the Australian economy is going to collapse. He said, with these wildfires that are around us, it will not bode well for our economy. The tourism, which we rely so heavily on, is going to be decimated. He says the government will not know how to respond to the decimation of the economy, and it will be a free-for-all. That's pretty disheartening. I love Australia, so I hope that doesn't happen. But those are just... Oh, I got one more. I almost forgot this one. Mikhail from Germany sent a prediction in, and he said, Tom, my prediction for 2020 is the euro and the European Union are going to struggle mightily in 2020. And it stems solely from Brexit. He says the European Union will have members want to follow the Britain's lead when they realize how well the British economy is doing after leaving the European Union. I predict, and this is Mikhail in Germany, he says he predicts in 10 years the European Union will be dissolved due to members dropping left and right. So those are some of the world financial predictions from our listeners. Now, I did get a prediction from a young lady in Brazil by the name of Maria. She said, Tom, I'm going to predict in 2020 that the revolutionaries you see in Venezuela, in my country, in Hong Kong, in France. That is going to expand. She said, I see in your country protests and revolution. I see people taking over their countries from a corrupt government. Then she says, this may be a desire on my part, but I feel this in my soul that 2020 is the year that the people take back their countries. So this next prediction is one that I may have to eat crow and say I'm wrong on. And in his defense, Tim from Michigan sent me this email right after I posted the show. He must have been one of the first ones to listen to my show after I posted it, because it came the night that my show was posted. He said, Tom, I listened to your show about your predictions, and I have a difference in opinion on one of them. He said, in 2020, I thoroughly believe that there will be a war with Iran. He said, and Tim, I'm telling you, looking at this now, it's kind of scary how correct you are. He said that the Iranians are going to instigate a fight with us, and we will retaliate and kill someone very high up in the Iranian government. He said that will precipitate retaliatory strikes by Iran in and around U.S. interests. He says the United States will get hit with terrorist attacks from Iran. Well, if you've listened to the news in the last couple of days, we have that very scenario has absolutely come true. The Iranian general Soleimani, he was coordinating attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq. Now, there is rumors and there's proof coming out that first off, Soleimani is a terrorist. No other way to put it. This Iranian general was an absolute terrorist. He killed hundreds, if not thousands, of U.S. servicemen and U.S. citizens, thousands of Kurds, thousands of Iraqis. He is a mass murderer. He was killed in a precision drone attack at the Iraqi airport. Now, the first question is, why is this guy at an Iraqi airport? There's rumors that he was going to start another terrorist campaign against U.S. citizens and U.S. servicemen and women. So, Donald Trump decided, we're going to take care of this guy right now. And he's gone. Now, getting a little bit off the topic of the predictions, I just want, because this is news, I want to tell you this. We are seeing in the news, and these quote-unquote celebrities and these quote-unquote politicians condemning the death of this terrorist, saying this is going to start World War III. Listen, we all heard it. When Trump was elected, the left in the Antifa crowd, Donald Trump's going to send us to war. He's going to start World War III. So in the meantime, he negotiated a ceasefire, per se, with North Korea. North Korea and South Korea are on better terms than they've ever been since the Korean War. Donald Trump got grief for that. You can't negotiate with a terrorist. Then he went and withdrew our troops from Syria and started a withdrawal of troops from the Middle East, Afghanistan and Iraq, and he got grief for that, saying you can't leave these people undefended. And now he sends a missile and destroys and kills one of the top terrorists on the planet. And now he's a bad guy. This is my problem. This man can't win. He could find a cure for cancer, and somebody would complain about it. You have these celebrities. You have these politicians. Rose McGowan, I'm talking to you. Rose McGowan, who apologized to the Iranian people and the Iranian government, apparently on behalf of everybody here in the country, saying, we are so sorry, please don't kill us. Wait a minute. I'm not sorry. I'm very happy that this man is no longer alive. How can you, as an American citizen, who, listen, everybody listening to this show knows someone who is in the military right now, who in effect are in harm's way. Would you rather you have this man still alive coordinating terrorist attacks against your friend, mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, niece, nephew, whoever it is in the military? Would you have him still alive coordinating these attacks, or would you rather have him dead? I mean, the answer is simple. There's no reason why anyone should not be celebrating this man's death in this country. Literally, Rose McGowan, if you feel that way, move to Iran. To all these leftists, Joe Biden, he just threw a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox. Well, he may have, but it beats your solution that you co-sponsored with Obama, and that was giving Iran billions of dollars secretly in the dead of the night on a deal that no one here voted for. It was brokered solely between you and Obama and the Iranian government. And what came out of it? Nothing. Death to America, death to Israel was still their chant and their mantra. So Donald Trump kills their top guy who was killing innocent people and American soldiers. And why is that bad? It is nice. It is so nice now that if somebody messes with the United States, that we retaliate and we show them, yeah, this ain't going to happen again. If it happens again, there's more where that came from. Donald Trump, in a tweet today, just said, hey, Iran, if you want to retaliate to that bombing, we have 52 sites marked that are ready to be destroyed at a moment's notice. 52 for the hostages years back. And he was talking about the 1980 Iran hostage crisis that Jimmy Carter tried to get us out of, couldn't do it. And then once Ronald Reagan got into office, all of a sudden, whoa, we don't want to mess with this guy. Here you go. Here's your hostages. We should command respect around the world. And during the Obama administration, his apology tour, we didn't. We were a laughingstock. We were a shell of what we used to be. Donald Trump is now putting our men and women in military in a higher standing where they should be. This country is more protected today than any time during the 8 years under Obama due to the fact that if you mess with us, if you mess with anything regarding us, our embassy, our civilians, our servicemen and women, there's going to be hell to pay. And Japan has already stated to Iran, yeah, you don't want to mess with these guys. But they've already said they're going to retaliate. And if they do, I'm telling you right now, Iran, your economy is going to be done. Because I'm going to tell you, out of these 52 spots, at least half of these are oil fields, which is your economy. And when we destroy them, your economy is going to be in shambles. Your people are going to be, unfortunately, in shambles. And they will revolt against the government, the tyrannical government that you have in that country. So I said, yeah, there's not going to be any war with Iran. It's just saber rattling. This is getting pretty close. I'm curious to see what Iran does in response to these, because if they respond, my prediction, all bets are off. In my defense, I did preface that by saying, look, all of these are subject to free will. I mean, this is what I'm predicting. This is what I feel. This is what my gut's telling me. But it can all change at a moment's notice. So I'm a little bit out of the clear. But hey, I think I called this one completely wrong. I never expected them to attack the embassy in Iraq. So those are the world predictions. Now we're going to get into a couple of paranormal predictions. And obviously, I have a lot of psychics that listen to this show, and that makes me feel very good because I feel I'm expanding my psychic abilities, and it's a great place to network. So all of you psychics that listen to the show, please contact me and we can, you know, help me build my psychic abilities. But apparently it's a lot harder. It's much harder to predict a paranormal future because it's so much more of the unknown. And trust me, being a psychic on world events is not only seeing the future, but it is a feeling that you get. And some of it can be swayed by your desires, but a lot of it can be swayed by current world events. So when you're dealing with the paranormal, it's not that easy. But that didn't stop a lot of you from sending me your paranormal predictions. One of the most interesting ones that I received was from John in Alabama. John from Alabama said, "Tom, I'm going to go out on a limb here." He said, "I've been trying to harness my psychic abilities for the last 10 years, and I'm pretty good at it. I am going to make a bold prediction in the realm of paranormal, in the paranormal field." He says, "In the year 2020, the Voyager spacecraft is going to relay its last communication to our planet." He then went on to say, "However, this communication will not be a normal communication." He said he feels that this communication will be an alien communication. He went on to expand on this by saying that an alien race came across this Voyager spacecraft and essentially hijacked it and sent a signal back to us to let them know that they received our spacecraft. He then went on to say that when news breaks of this, it will be earth-shattering. He believes that religions across the world will collapse due to the fact that at this point, God is no longer the God that everyone knew. He said the aliens will become the new gods that we worship. I don't know about that part, because listen, and we're going to go into this part a little bit in just a second, but I really don't think the people of this planet are really concerned or really care about that anymore. This isn't 1939 War of the Worlds where people hear a radio broadcast and think that we're being invaded and commit suicide. This is 2020 where people are just like, meh, okay, whatever. Now, Stephanie from Michigan gives me a prediction about the realm of ghosts in 2020. She said, "Tom, I believe in 2020 that the paranormal world is going to be turned upside down with definitive proof that there is an afterlife." She said, "There will be a video that comes forward from a paranormal investigator that definitively proves that ghosts exist." She said, "I know you've said it many times on your show that UFOs and ghosts are too easy to recreate with CGI." She said, "This video will be different because it will be witnessed by numerous people at the same time with different camera angles." She said the big providing point that this is proof will be that the ghost definitively communicates with those in attendance. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, yeah, just like a UFO, it can be easily disproven as CGI, but I guess if you have multiple witnesses and the ghost communicates and is proven to communicate, yeah, I guess that could be definitive proof. I'm not sure if I think 2020 is a year, but, you know, anything's possible in this day and age. And now we're going to go to Joe from Iowa. Joe from Iowa says he's a huge ufologist. He has been following ufology for years, and he, like me, thought 2019 was going to be the year of disclosure. He said, "Unfortunately, it was not. But mark my word, Tom, in 2020, it will come out that UFOs are real, that we have been visited for thousands of years now." I emailed him back because that's all he said. I emailed him back and I said, "Well, where do you get the proof from? What do you think's going to happen?" And he says, "Tom, It's not going to be a UFO landing on the White House lawn. It's not going to be aliens walking among us. He said, we will receive an alien message that cannot be disproven. He went on to say that this message is going to prove that life was on Mars at one time, and that planet started to die because it lost its atmosphere. The alien message, he said, is going to come from one of the moons, either from Saturn or from Jupiter. So he says that extraterrestrial life is in this universe. However, the extraterrestrial message that we will receive will emanate from our own solar system. He says that message will describe how life on Mars once was. It will tell us that between Earth and Mars was once a planet. However, that planet was destroyed, and that has created the asteroid belt. It's an amazing prediction. I hope it comes true. I mean, I would love to see alien life be proven. Again, only time will tell. So those are the predictions from our listeners this year. A lot of them are amazing. Most of them are amazing. Some of them, I just can't get over how in-depth and how thought-provoking they really are. For all of you who sent me your predictions, thank you. There's no way I could be able to read them all. To read all the predictions would easily be a 4-segment show, and a lot of them would be repeated. Again, thank you to everybody that sent me their emails. It was so exciting and so fun to read everybody's predictions. If I didn't read your prediction on the show, it doesn't mean I don't believe it or I didn't like it. I just have to condense, so I have to take only a few, or as I say, it'd be a 4-segment show and or 4-week show just to get everybody's predictions in. So keep up the good work. If you know, continue to send me your predictions, because I would love to hear it. I think the listeners of the show are really going to love to hear it also. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to hear about something going on from one of my contacts that should scare every American citizen. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back. The silver round, we bling heavy. Give me the gin, give me the juice, nah, later to marry. That's what I be fucking doing, I'm better, we'll do till I'm empty. I need the jail, I got no time, I gotta give me my Grammy. Give me the juice, I don't wanna sign, I wanna get it myself. She wanna necklace, that's Versace. The excitement is building. Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars, Friday, September 11th, and Saturday, September 12th, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the 3rd Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first 2 Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
Lives in in a world like this, transmitting in the emptiness. When all hope is long gone, you've no faith in...
Alrighty, I want to give you a story. Now, over the course of doing this show since 2013, I have developed a core list of contacts. And these are people that are able to feed me information that gives me insight as to what's going on in the world and in the country. There is one gentleman that doesn't contact me a lot, doesn't send me a lot, but when he does, every single time he's sent me information or a story, it's been true, and it's also been ground-shattering. And this one is no exception. He sent me this email with this link because of what I talked about in last week's show, and that is the Virginia gun control law. So for those of you, I just want to recap what is going on. Virginia Democrats are essentially declaring war on gun owners in that state. These Virginia Democrats are attempting to pass Senate Bill 16, which would ban commonly owned semi-automatic firearms like the AR-15 and certain firearm magazines. Now, according to the NRA, the ban would even extend to common firearm parts. The restrictions included in the proposed legislation does not grandfather current owners. I want to reiterate that. Does not grandfather current owners. What that means is when this law goes into effect, it doesn't matter if you own guns prior to this law. If you own an outlawed gun, prior to this law being put into effect, you will be breaking the law by having it. According to the NRA, the legislation is clearly designed to be firearms confiscation, as current owners would be forced to dispossess themselves of their property or face a felony conviction. Now, Governor Ralph Northam, who I affectionately call Blackface, it is essentially preparing to jail gun owners that don't comply in the removal of guns from their property. The governor and his allies in the state Senate are pushing budget bill HB 30. That includes $250,000 for the increase in the operating cost of adult correctional facilities resulting from the enactment of Northam's gun control measures. That means, yes, they are getting ready to put gun owners who don't comply with this new law in jail. Now, at this point, over 100 cities and counties across Virginia have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. We've all heard of sanctuary cities, where these Democratic cities are saying, well, we'll take in all these illegal immigrants, I don't care if they're felons or not, and you can't touch them. So, tit for tat, these Second Amendment sanctuary cities are saying, hey, that's our constitutional right. You cannot take away our guns. We will not adhere to this law. So the Democrat lawmakers in Virginia have come out and said, well, we could use the National Guard to make you comply with this. The National Guard, in their defense, has come out and said, whoa, hold on. We've never even been consulted about this. We have no comment. There is one Virginia sheriff, he has vowed to deputize thousands of county residents to protect their constitutional right to own firearms. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins wrote on Facebook, every sheriff and Commonwealth attorney in Virginia will see the consequences if our General Assembly passes further unnecessary gun restrictions. Governor Northam then threatened that any law enforcement agency that does not comply and enforce his gun law would see their funding or authority revoked. He said, if we have constitutional laws on the book and law enforcement officers are not enforcing those laws on the books, there are going to be consequences, but I'll cross that bridge if and when we get to it. So a few days later, Democrat Delegate Lee Carter of Manassas sponsored HB House Bill 67. Which would apply to any law enforcement official, noting that those who willingly refuse to perform the duties of his employment will be terminated and ineligible for future law enforcement employment for another year. So in response to that, the people of Virginia are forming militias. Now, in some areas of Virginia, people are actually starting to form militias. In fact, the Board of Supervisors in Tazewell County approved a resolution placing emphasis on citizens' right to form a militia. Tazewell County, Virginia, is forming a militia to defend the Constitution and specifically the Second Amendment in this now deep blue state. Within hours, they were flooded with emails from people across the state who wanted to join. These included military veterans, officials, and other patriotic Americans. County Administrator Eric Young, he said, "Our position is that Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities. Therefore, counties, not state, determine what type of arms may be carried in their territory and by whom. So we are ordering the militia by making sure everyone can own a weapon. Thus, if anyone from the state tries to remove the sheriff from their elected office because they refuse to enforce unjust laws, those state officials will be faced with a lawful militia composed of citizens within the state." So this is getting pretty serious. The people of Virginia are not backing down. They're actually stepping up efforts to enforce the Constitution. They're forming militias. And that's where this article and this story that was sent to me comes into play. And again, I have no reason to not doubt this. I've done research on it. It's there. I've read the post. But it says, a new report states that the UN is now hiring specialists who are well equipped to break up militias. Now, this is a common thing that the UN does in other countries, but this recent move has caught the eye of many folks who find the location a bit troubling. The position is located in the Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration section of the Office of Rule and of Law and Security Institutions, that's the DDR, within the Department of Peacekeeping Operations in New York. This is from a job posting. I didn't even know they had that. This job posting runs through February 2020. On this job posting, it says the applicant can expect 2 to 3 missions that involve technical assessment and assistance to peace negotiations and work with other UN agencies in a task force for the establishment of a new peacekeeping mission with a potential DDR component. The DDR office, P4, will provide headquarters support in planning the civilian and military logistics support for the DDR and would help develop initial DDR functional strategy and concepts of operations for further development into a full program by the DDR component and the National DDR Commission. Now, this job posting does not divulge what exactly the UN is up to, but it makes it clear that those hired will coordinate a lot with local and agency officials, and the only language required for the missions is English. Now, this job posting, as I just mentioned, comes as Virginia gun owners are forming local militias to defend their constitutional rights against legislation introduced by the state Democrats. As of now, 116 Virginia counties and cities have placed themselves under Second Amendment sanctuary cities. My issue is, we all know how the Democrats love the UN. They want them to intervene in problems. When you bring the United Nations, who is not a friend of this country? We should not be in the United Nations. The United Nations is a world, one government, new world order entity. They are a socialist propaganda machine. Bringing them in to help with peacekeeping and confiscation of guns will turn a very divisive issue in America into an all-out war in the matter of seconds. Now, I have a lot of military. I have a lot of first responders that listen to the show, and I'll be honest, the majority of these people said they were not going to go up and round up these people's guns. That is not what they signed up for. So you are going to have a lot of veterans, a lot of military personnel, a lot of first responders that are just going to say no. And that's why I believe the UN is being called in to take care of this, because they know that there's going to be a lot of people rebelling against this. But when you bring a foreign entity into our country to take away our rights, that's going to be war in the matter of seconds. There is going to be numerous amounts of bloodshed. That is what we're going to, that's what we're looking at in Virginia right now. Virginia is ground zero for this whole gun debate fiasco. If Governor Northam does follow through and start putting people in jail who do not give up their guns, you are going to see a whole lot of people going down in a hail of bullets. People will not give up their guns. I've said it before. I'll say it a million times more until people realize that. Our forefathers gave us the right to bear arms and form a militia for the simple fact to protect ourselves and to get rid of a corrupt government that we have now in Virginia. Militias are not the bad people that we were told they are. I remember growing up, we talked about the Michigan militia, and the Michigan militia were always demonized as redneck, backwoods, you know, beer drinking people who want to overthrow the government. That's not who they are. I've talked to many of them. These people are everyday people. You probably work with somebody that is in some type of militia. They are not trying to overthrow the government. They are trying to uphold the Constitution. Our government is making them out to be these crazy redneck beer drinking anti-government people. It is 180 degrees from the truth of what the government's saying. These people are here for us. The government knows that with all the guns that we have an army that cannot be defeated. Because you can throw the United States military at us, but the United States military is going to be decimated because most of these military members will not comply with shooting an American citizen. So they have to bring in another entity. And in this case, it's a foreign entity to do the dirty work. Not only are people not going to give up their guns, they're most assuredly not going to give up their guns to the UN. And it's going to get ugly. I don't think that is... I hope, you know, this is a prediction that I stem from hope, but I hope it doesn't get to that point. But look, something's going down. When the UN is job posting for people to work in conjunction, to work with people to give up their guns, there's a gun confiscation coming. When they're telling people that we need you to work with the militias to, you know, disarm the militias, there's a gun confiscation coming. It may start in Virginia. I don't know. So anyway, that will be the show this week. I want to thank everybody for sending in the predictions. I hope everybody enjoyed hearing them as much as I enjoyed relaying them to you. Some of them I hope come true. Some of them I don't want to see come true. But only time will tell. And again, let's be more interactive. Let's get on this show. Make your voice heard. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. So next week's show, I have no idea what it'll be about. Who knows? The way the world's going nowadays, every day it could be a breaking news story. This week was the Iranian general that was killed and the possibility of what people are calling World War III. So I don't know. But be ready. Be ready for anything. So thanks for listening. Have a great week. Have a great 2020. I will be back next week. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.
Who lives in a world like this? Transmitting in the emptiness when all hope is long gone.